This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Thursday, the 18th of August. I'm Alex Ritson. America's main share index, the Dow Jones, closed a little over a tenth of 1% up at 18,597. Watching the day's trading, Carrie Leahy at Decision Economics.
Very little happened in the sense that the market was up slightly. The story is all oil and a rumor that OPEC thinks that low 40s is as low as they want oil prices to go, and that there might be a freeze on output.
One other story, the U.S. Justice Department says that it is going to be ending or sharply reducing contracts with the companies that operate prisons in the United States. What's going on there?
This story is a big one in not only a business but sociological sense, because as many of our listeners know, the U.S. has privatized a lot of what you would consider to be the normal operations of the government, including running prisons. And if they switch away back to the old model, which is to have publicly run prisons, that would be a major change in attitudes towards incarceration. And more specifically for the markets, it would be very bad for those companies, and the stocks of those companies reflected that decline. So this would be a major change, and perhaps more sociologically than business-wise, so to speak, that maybe this is a sign that the government thinks privatization of certain services has gone too far, and that maybe we ought to re-internalize them, so to speak.
Yes, Corrections Corp down 37%, Geo Group down 39% almost.
That's right. Those stocks are obviously getting hammered, and you have to remind yourself it's a sad situation in the U.S. about how many people are currently incarcerated. It is a big business, and there have been a lot of sociological changes to increase the number of people who are in prison. So the fact that if they're switching back to the old model, these companies have done very well over the years, is obviously bad news for them.
One other story, Harley-Davidson, the iconic U.S. motorbike, its stock skidded 8% at one point, so it did recover later on. That was on news that the U.S. government was taking legal action against the company.
Well, yes, once again, that's one of those iconic U.S. products, not unlike Coca-Cola, though you can't drive a Coca-Cola can off into the sunset. There, once again, anytime there's any hint of federal litigation, the stock goes down, even if the litigation doesn't move forward very far or the company turns out to be blameless. So this is one of those stories that the market's sold on the story, not taking any chances or taking any prisoners.
Carrie Leahy at Decision Economics. At the end of the trading day in London, the 100 share index was up 0.1% at 68.68 on the currency markets in New York. The euro up 0.7 cents at $1.13.6 US cents. The pound trading at $1.31.7.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, art, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.